The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Let me encourage you to visit our website, 945theanswer.com. While you're there, become an Answer Insider. Just click on the banner, register with your email. Hans von Spakovsky is a contributor to the Daily Signal. He's an authority on a wide range of issues, including civil rights, civil justice, the First Amendment, immigration, the rule of law, and government reform. I wanted to get Hans in for just a minute this morning. He's with the Heritage Foundation. Hans, good morning. How are you, sir?
Sorry, I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Here's the headline in the Washington Post yesterday. Trump campaign mounts legal barrage in three states. Walk us through what the Trump team may be trying to accomplish here with the various actions that they announced yesterday.
Well, they sued in places like Michigan and Georgia over the fact that there are reports that their poll watchers were kept out of election facilities where the processing, handling, and counting of all the outstanding absentee ballots was going on. That's a straight-out violation of state laws, which allow candidates to have observers to watch everything. That's very important. It's part of the transparency of our election process. But, they want to use that to try to raise questions about the vote totals. But the problem with that is that even if you get a judge to agree with you and you get a court order ordering local officials to let your observers in, all the time it takes to do that, you don't know what's going on inside the mail processing center. Now, maybe there's nothing going on that shouldn't be. It's all being done legally. On the other hand, it could be that in places like Detroit, which is a Democratic stronghold, you have to be suspicious. Are they simply counting every absentee ballot that comes in and ignoring the problems with ballots? A ballot that comes in with no signature,
right,
which normally you wouldn't count because that doesn't comply with state law. Are they just ignoring that and saying, no, I've counted anyway? And of course, by the time you may be able to get your observers in there, those ballots, they've all been processed, and it's too late to do anything about it.
Yeah.
So, we don't know what's happening there. In Pennsylvania, they're back before the Supreme Court trying to convince the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn a decision of the state Supreme Court, where the state Supreme Court, which is, by the way, one of the most liberal and biased state Supreme Courts in the country, they stepped in and basically changed the rules regarding absentee ballots. They extended the deadline from Election Day to 3 days after Election Day for the receipt of an absentee ballot. But then they also told election officials, while those ballots are supposed to be voted by the end of Election Day, if you get an absentee ballot, even without a postmark, so there's no proof that it was actually voted by it, you still have to count it. And then they also told election officials, by the way, even if the signature doesn't match from the absentee ballot to the signature of the voter on file, you got to count it anyway.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's just crazy rules. They're trying to get the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn that. But again, it may just be too little too late.
Yeah. Back to the counting of the votes. And I think it was
right.
in Detroit yesterday where they literally put some coverings over the windows as if they didn't want people looking in. So once those votes are counted, that's it then? There's no going back to review them?
No, because they've disappeared in the anonymity of the ballot box. And that, what happened there is unfortunately emblematic of what goes on in too many of these big urban centers. Philadelphia is another example of it, that are controlled by one party. And when you have one party control, that party tends to think it can do anything it wants, including just ignoring the law. And that seems to be what was happening in Detroit when state law requires an open process that can be observed by not just poll watchers, but the press. And yet election officials there basically hid what they were doing and kept it secret. So we may never know what actually happened in that county location.
Wow. Yeah. Of course, some of the action one of the other states, Wisconsin, asking for a recount there, which is my understanding, that's pretty much just an automatic, although it looks like that the Trump campaign may have to foot the bill on that. But do recounts, do you typically get different outcomes after a recount and enough? I think there's like a 20,000 difference there. Any hope that a recount might change that?
Probably not. Now, recounts do not tend to change the results of elections. They do often shift votes, but in very, very small margins. I don't think I've ever seen a recount that changed a 20,000 vote margin. That's just too big for a recount to really make any difference.
Yeah, yeah. Try to encourage me here, Hans. Is there a chance that the Supreme Court might get involved and this might help?
Well, even if they get involved, for example, and override what the Pennsylvania courts did, well, that might make a difference in Pennsylvania, but it's not going to make a difference in Michigan or Wisconsin. Yeah. And, the trend lines right now look like Joe Biden is headed to a victory.
Wow. Wow. That's so you're not going to encourage me then.
I've had too little sleep to be encouraging over the last 2 days.
Hey, look, you and me both. I went to bed last night, trying to go through this, thinking of every scenario, and woke up this morning trying to think of every scenario. And I'm with you. I mean, it's not looking too positive. What about the situation out in Arizona? It's a little confusing. Are there more votes out there to be counted, and is it possible Arizona may turn around?
Well, it's interesting because, as you know, the governor of the state got upset over networks, including Fox, for example, calling it early when only about 40-something% of the vote was in. And one of the things that's been pointed out is that Arizona, as you know, is very rural once it gets out of the few big cities there, and they tend to be slower in getting their vote totals in. Whether the lead that Joe Biden has can be overcome by those late reporting counties, I don't know, but I do think it was a mistake among many mistakes that pollsters and others made in predicting Arizona when so little of a vote was in. They may end up being right in this one instance, but still, I think that was a mistake.
Yep, yep. Hans, good to hear from you. Thank you for the work you guys do at the Heritage Foundation. And you know what? We'll get through this one way or the other. I mean, I'm hoping there's still a silver bullet somewhere hidden away. But if not, and we have to, we have Joe Biden for 4 years. We survived 8 years of Barack Obama. We survived 8 years of Bill Clinton. We'll survive Joe Biden. It's just going to be tough.
Well, the United States is a great country no matter who the president is. That's what I think everybody
exactly.
has to keep in mind.
Exactly. Yeah. Good to talk to you, and have a great day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.